this show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. To Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at sci-fi-noise.com and it's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, please go to deliberatenoise.com. If you'd like to contact me, you can send feedback to my email address, which is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at DeliberateNoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. In case you couldn't tell, I have a new theme song. This was one written by me, so I'm probably going to just go ahead and put the... Well, not written, but I got loops, you know. I got loops. So, the show will probably go back on YouTube. But I'm not, we'll see. I'll put one up there. And if it works, then fine. If not, then I'm just going to leave it alone. Anyway, I've been watching a lot of TV lately. Actually, a little bit more than usual. And one of the things I watched was on a Sci-Fi channel. And it's called Helix. This is a new show. I think it just came out like last week. Helix is, I don't know, it's really hard to describe. It's about a team of CDC workers who go into a science facility? A pharmaceutical company has this research facility in the Arctic Circle. And there's some sort of an outbreak. And they just have to investigate. It started off looking like it was going to be sort of like Outbreak. But by the end of that episode... And seeing things that were going to happen in the next episode, it actually looks more like it's turning out to be some sort of like a Walking Dead origins, basically, to tell how some sort of outbreak can happen. Although some of these, although so far it doesn't look, I shouldn't say Walking Dead, you know, not something about it. It's more like 28 Days Later. Because these people aren't dead and they're not coming back from the dead. There are a lot of creepy images. Let's just say Frozen Field of Monkeys. Right? If you saw the show, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, it's worth at least checking out the first episode. However... I get the impression that there's going to be a lot of changes with the second episode and beyond. I don't really have anything to say this is why I believe that way, but it just, I don't know, it's just the vibe I got from looking at the next, you know, the coming up next on Helix. The only really recognizable star to me was Billy Campbell. Billy Campbell, oh, I can't remember. I think his character's name was Jordan on the 4400. He was the rich guy who ended up, I think, coming back from the dead or something like that. I can't even remember. But I have known this guy's face since gone on at least 20 years now. He was on a show called Crime Story which was a cops and robbers story. It was set in Chicago, and I want to say like the 50s or the 60s, maybe even before that. But he was also on the show with Cela Ward called, I want to say, Here and Now, or Now and Then, something like that. His most recent thing that I can think of was he was the mayoral candidate, I should say, for the first two seasons of The Killing. So he's a guy who I've recognized. I've seen him a lot. I like him. And in this show, he's the lead CDC guy, and he started off by like teaching back in Atlanta, and then, you know, before he got the call. And it's kind of weird because the first time that you see him in the classroom, it really sort of reminded me almost of Indiana Jones. You know, when Indiana Jones would teach a class or two. So that was that's kind of how I hope the show was going to go. But instead of going sort of the adventure type, this is more thriller, creepy-ish, you know. So instead of having something like I've watched this movie with Marky Mark in it recently, Mark Wahlberg. It was about an outbreak. You know, even Outbreak, but now this isn't as, let's say, action packed. This has some action, but a lot of it is just science talk. You know, this is more science. You know, this is the more. I'm not necessarily gonna call it hard science, but it is more of the sciencey part of science fiction instead of a space opera or science fantasy, that kind of stuff. You know, this is something that could happen. Let's just say the premise could happen. I don't know if some of the details would work that way. Anyway, if you like movies like Outbreak, then you might like this. You know, like I said, there's some really truly creepy visuals, especially, and a likable cast. Some of the parts in the first one were really like, here we go. We're going to go with this cliche, huh? Yeah, there's some really cliched parts, but that's okay because they pull it off. You could, the sort of cliched parts aren't necessarily as groan inducing as you might think they might be. Let's just put it like that. I like the show. I don't know if I'm going to stick with it very long, but what I've seen so far, I do like. Anyway, this show is, in case you can't tell, this particular episode was actually just to introduce the new theme song, the new intro, and the new outro. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will be back soon with another episode.